Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
It's my intention that the federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort.
Biden vows to rebuild Baltimore's key bridge. Republicans say maybe. New study confirms the economic toll of man-made climate change. Plus, Biden administration clamps down on big oil methane leaks, truck pollution, and much more.
All of those clampdowns and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Yeah, it was kind of outrageous immediately for Biden to express in this tragedy the idea that he's going to use federal funds to pay for in entirety. We just can't take the easy route all the time and just try to spend the taxpayers' money.
Right. Let's rebuild it with fairy dust. Congressman Dan Muser of Pennsylvania, good thing it wasn't in your state, I guess, eh? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I know you got a lot to get to today. We've been off for a while, but these heavy rains in California continue, and over the weekend, a giant chunk of the road, California's iconic Highway 1, the Pacific Coast Highway, just fell away up in Big Sur, hundreds of feet into the ocean. The roads are now closed. Apparently, nobody was killed, miraculously, but it stranded as many as 1,600 people in the coastal community of Big Sur. I can't think of any more beautiful places in the world to be stranded, frankly, but having driven that road along the cliffs of Big Sur, the idea of the road dropping out and into the ocean is horrifying.
Yes, and it underscores that our infrastructure is really not built for climate change.
No, it's not.
On Monday, officials in Baltimore opened a small channel to allow limited shipping to resume after the tragic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last week, killing 6 workers and destroying a vital transit and shipping corridor critical to the economy of the East Coast. The tragic accident underscores the fragility of America's transportation and supply chain infrastructure. President Biden will visit the site this week and vowed that the federal government will pay the cost to replace the bridge, like it has in the past, to ensure speedy reconstruction. But some congressional Republicans attacked the idea of any new funds without budget cuts elsewhere while promoting specious and sometimes racist theories as to why the bridge collapsed. On MSNBC, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg countered,
"This really needs to be a bipartisan priority, because it could be your district that is the next one to be struck by tragedy. And we always do better when America comes together. There's nothing partisan about a road or a bridge."
There is now.
While we were out, a new study confirmed the economic toll of human-caused climate change. Researchers at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research say that the costs of climate change are rippling through entire economies, finding that increasing temperatures and extreme weather events like more intense and frequent heat waves and storms are also increasing inflation, already driving up the price of food and other goods worldwide. They warn that the trends are likely to worsen through 2035. In other news, the Biden administration got very busy issuing a slew of new standards to cut the nation's pollution and emissions and to combat climate change. The Interior Department finalized rules requiring oil and gas drillers on public lands to curb leaks and flaring of methane, a potent greenhouse gas that is a significant contributor to global warming. The new rules, the first in 40 years, target emissions from both new and existing oil and gas wells.
Good.
That matters because a new study found that actual methane emissions from the oil and gas industry are triple the industry's self-reported estimates. The researchers calculate that the wasted methane was worth about $1 billion in commercial value, and climate-related damages and social costs were roughly $9 billion annually.
And that's money that would be coming to the U.S. government in royalties if it was not just flared off, correct?
Exactly. And finally, the Environmental Protection Agency rolled out the strongest ever emission standards for large, heavy-duty vehicles to cut pollution and the emissions that cause dangerous climate change. The new rules will take effect for model years 2027 through 2032 and apply to new heavy-duty trucks, buses, commercial vans, and freight trucks. The rules do not mandate or ban any technology. Manufacturers choose how to meet the standards. Although heavy-duty trucks are only 5% of U.S. road traffic, they are a significant contributor to U.S. emissions and pollution, generating more than half of the smog and soot that Americans breathe. EPA projects the new standards will provide $13 billion in net public health benefits from avoided illnesses and deaths, particularly for the 72 million Americans living near freight corridors who bear the brunt of air pollution.
Well, no wonder the Republicans are against it.
Yep.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Just keep chugging on.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.